And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Your No Show, the blog talk radio show on the RBR network that addresses New Thought Metaphysics, which simply means a new way of thinking as we move beyond the physical and discuss the metaphysical aspects of spiritual intervention that incorporates the wisdom of yesterday with the technology of today. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, along with guest co-host Ms. Carrie Kelly, and it is our pleasure to serve as your host and to invite spirit-filled people who know who they are and are then taking that information into the world, beginning with their neighborhoods, their friends, co-workers, mosques, temples, synagogues, shoeshine parlors, the McDonald's, and ice cream stores, and asking the most important question that anyone can ever ask anyone, anywhere, at any time. And that question is, how can I help? What can I do to help make your life better? What can I do to help you understand me a little bit more? And by extension, I then understand you more, and we are able to discuss our similarities instead of our differences. Welcome to the No Show. Normally, we like to start off with something that's a little interesting and that allows us to laugh a little bit, and except for those shows that are serious. And tonight is no exception. Of course, it is serious in terms of we are going to be discussing with Brother Carl Anderson numerology. We're going to be talking about the importance of numbers and how it is that numbers play into our lives and the meaning that numbers have and how it is that people, since life began, always use numerology and numbers to tell this or tell that, understand this or understand that. So we're going to get into that in just a moment. But I want for you to listen to this little caption that showcases four blocks with a cheerleader and two respondents. And it goes like this. The cheerleader says, "What do we want?" And the respondents, the two people that are over listening and watching and looking at him, say, "We want better memory." And then the cheerleader says, "Yes, and when do we want it?" And the respondents say, "Want what?" Now, you have to be a little bit over the age of 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, which all of us are. And so in order to get that, Carl Anderson, good evening, sir, and welcome to the No Show. Welcome back to the No Show. Carrie and I are so pleased that you decided to spend some time with us this evening to come so that we could all talk again about numerology, about its importance in our lives, and how it is that spirituality is involved in numerology as well. But Carl, I wouldn't have gotten that little caption, that joke, a while back, you know, maybe 5, 7, maybe 10 years. I wouldn't have gotten that. But let me tell you, the first time that I saw it, and that came from Facebook, but the first time that I saw it, I cracked my sides because I can understand it. Can you appreciate that as well, Carl?
Indeed I can. Indeed, I can. There's a version of it that that goes the person goes to his doctor and says, "I can't remember anything anymore," and so forth. Same result. Remember what, Doc?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we really know it's bad when the doctor says, "Now, what was it that we were talking about? Why are you here?" Carrie Kelly, have you had any of those opportunities to experience that in life as well?
No way. I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't do
very
that
well
joke.
Said.
That joke didn't touch me anywhere at all.
I love it. Well,
what
that's okay,
what
my
I do
dear.
Experience is selective hearing, you know, like when you know, somebody will say something that I might not want to hear, I act like I might have, you know, selective hearing. What was that?
Yeah, selective amnesia and convenient episodes of memory. I'm with you, Carrie. I understand. Carl, we want to talk a little bit about numerology, and I know that there are a number of folks who had already sent information in when they found out you were going to be on the show and asked you to take a look at some things. So we're going to talk about all of those types of things and how it is that you came to use numerology as another spiritual tool, if I may say that. And that's how I see it. I see it as another spiritual tool. But if I'm looking at it in an erroneous way, please share that. But how did you start with numerology, and how was it that it impacted your life in such a way for you to say, this is one of the ways that I want to showcase my spirituality?
Well, it's very interesting that you should ask me that question first, because I like to remember and remind myself how I did get started. It was quite a few years ago. Actually, it came out of my exploration into religion and religious thoughts of all kinds, and it happened very shortly after I got exposed to New Thought.
Mm.
And as you know, that was several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so enlightened and so sort of amazed, in a state of amazement, with my first introductions to New Thought, because it just opened me up to so much more than I had ever thought about. We tend to think of our traditional religions within its dogma and its doctrine and its rules and regulations. And for the first time, I began to look at it, all my religious thoughts in a more expanded way.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I sought out various ways to learn more about various aspects of religion and spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Took some courses for over several years here in Washington at the Spiritual Science Center.
Mm-hmm.
And was exposed, believe it or not, to all the what I call the crazy notions like astrology, numerology, graphology, any kind of reading, that tarot cards, etc. But we were exposed to it from its spiritual nature and its spirit, the ingredients that it contains, and how close it is to our spiritual way of thinking and being.
Mm.
And so it's interesting that it came out of my interest in religion, and from that point on, I could see and feel and experience the relationship and how it grew closer and closer and closer. So and it continues to be something that I learn from every day.
Mm. Wow. And it is applicable. And it is applicable to every facet of life, it seems. And I were the people that were there, the principals in the center at that time, was that Noel and Rita McInnes? Were they at the center there then, Carl, or were there other leaders there?
They may have come along later, after me.
Okay.
I think
gotcha.
I don't remember those names.
Okay, I got you. Because I too, when I went to D.C. in the 80s, went via that way, as well as Unity of Washington, D.C., and I remember them. And they were very heavily involved in a number of spiritual sciences, which is what I call all of these types of things. Share with us, if you will, Carl, the importance of the birthdays. Whenever it is that I have ever had someone to share information with me, the first thing that they did was they asked for my birthday, month, and year, and in some instances, even the time that I was born, and then my name, I'll have to say Christian name, because that was the term that was used at that time. Is that still the case now? Is that what you as a numerologist will ask people for? And if so, what is the importance of having that information, and how do you use that information to then share what needs to be shared with the person?
Yes, I need only the date of birth, including the year, and I need their full name to do a complete profile. I need their full name as it is without dispute on their birth certificate. I need to know if there were any reasons why there may have been a little confusion, such as the parents giving the name but the doctor putting it on the certificate wrong, things of that nature we talk mm-hmm. about in chat. But those are the only pieces of information I need to do a full one. Now, the birthday, we can do an awful lot with that only, and that we can do that in chatting with the people in your audience tonight on the birthday, because the rest of it would take time for preparation to do the total
profile.
Sure,
that's right. And we need for people to understand, excuse me, that this is not you're going to the newspaper, opening the newspaper and saying, okay, since I'm a Cancerian and my birthday is June 27th, then I'm going to just pull this piece out and boom, that applies to me. That is not what we are talking about here, is it, Brother Carl?
And further, I like to, when I begin with a person, working with a person, the first thing I like to do is tell them what numerology is from my point of view, and other serious numerologists, what it is and what it isn't. And mainly it isn't anything magical. When we have our discussions, I'm not going to predict anything, but we can tell when we get down into the energies that these numbers and these alphabets are symbolizing. They really are not about the number itself. They're about the energies that underlie those numbers. And that's when we get into being able to provide some guidance, and that the numerology, for an example, can become very practical.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are not aware that numerology is actually ancient knowledge. Would you share with us what that term means and why numerology is one of the sciences that is called ancient wisdom?
I think I like that the most, because we tend to discount. Someone may even mention the giants that we know of from back in way back in the day, ancient times, and we tend to forget that those were our illustrious scholars of that time. Uh-huh. They were the Einsteins of that day. They were the ones who sat and studied. They looked up at the stars and said, wait a minute, I wrote that down last year, and they're in the same place, and I haven't seen them like this for a whole year, you know, as an example. And then they deduced from that, and they helped develop the known knowledge at that time so that we could progress to the next day and the next day. And the same thing with numbers. Our mathematicians studied mathematics, and
mm-hmm.
they were the scholars of the day. And out of that, there was a various kinds of systems developed, subsystems of the mathematical system. And one of them was numerology, and it simply was a way for the pharaoh or the king or whoever it was to keep track of people that he wanted to utilize and bring in close to the kingdom and have available to him to share their knowledge and things of that nature. But they were our scholars of the day. And it all of that has a very scientific base. All the way through.
Mm-hmm. All the way through.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. how long does it take, Brother Carl, for a person to become comfortable in looking at numerology and then pulling from educare, to learn from within? Is the Latin word which means educate. So educare means in Latin to learn from within. How long does it take? And I already know that you're going to say, well, it's always going on. But my question is relative to, if someone would say, how long would it take for me to become proficient at this to the extent that I would feel comfortable in helping myself and helping someone else, what would your answer be to that?
My answer would be that I can't tell you that. I can tell you when it's going to happen. It's going to happen one day when you ask yourself, you're asking a question of the experts, that is, the books that you read to study from, and you're not getting sufficient answers. And you keep exploring, and then you say, well, you're a numerologist. You find out what it is. You read and study. And that acknowledgement, when you tell yourself, I am a numerologist, that's when you are one. And you can feel safe and comfortable in working with other people.
Interesting. I know that.
But it can take a while. We all go through the period where we just are interested, and we get various books, and we go to various little study groups and seminars and learn a little more. And then we test with our relatives, our children, our friends, you know,
sure.
And pretty soon we're doing it.
Right. Right, right. All of the world's Bibles, scholarly, informative books say the same thing: man, woman, know thyself. Is numerology one of the spiritual tools that we can personally use to understand the way that the universe is working, the way that we are, how it is that we inculcate ourselves into it, and the things that we are to do? Is numerology one of the vehicles for that as well, Brother Carl?
That is so satisfying. One of the things that I enjoy most, because I enjoy people and working with people, is when in the process of developing the profile, we chat about these various areas of energy and how they may be affecting their life right now. And I get a yes, 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 that right now. And then I get a little story about what they're involved in right now that
mm-hmm.
proves the point. And it's
mm-hmm.
so, it is so connected with what you're describing, the energies of the universe. It's about how
mm-hmm.
everything flows.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all tied together. I'm beginning to think there's nothing that is physical and non-physical, that it's all physical.
All physical. Interesting.
But it is so fine, so fine, you know, when you get down to the nub of what it is, it's so fine, it is spiritual to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you. It's all of that good stuff that Michael Beckwith and others talk about as being indescribable in terms of how it is that we feel about it. Okay, yeah. Well, I tell you what, I know that you took Carrie Kelly's information a little bit ago, and without sharing too much, she has already said it was okay, folks, and we need for you to know that. By the way, if you'd like for Brother Carl to share something, then please, if you're calling in, press 1 on your touchtone phone, and that will alert me to know that you are interested in asking a question. And you may use whatever name you would like to use. We just need a name to use for you tonight, so that we know who it is that we're speaking to, and we will use that name. In other words, you don't have to give your real name. You do have to give your real birthday in order for this to be effective for you. But if you have a question then that you would like to have an answer to, simply press 1 on your phone, and I will bring you in. And if you are online with us here at the No Show, then all you have to do is to go ahead and type in your question. And once you have typed in your question, I will see that, and then I will share that with Brother Carl, and he will give you what it is that Spirit has given to him relative to your question. Before we go any further, I also want to acknowledge that we were to have had Frank Rambo with us this evening, who Frank and Carl and I have been doing this thing for quite a while now together. And so we miss Brother Frank, but we are sending him light and love and peace and joy, and knowing that he is feeling that good energy, he is feeling that love and that light, and that there is healing and wholeness and goodness and grace surrounding him from the crown chakra at the top of his head to the soles of his feet right now, and he is feeling that energy, feeling that love. And my word must go forth and accomplish the purpose for which it was sent, and it cannot and shall not return to me void. So we right now see you, Frank, healed, whole, happy, healthy, and free as spirit, universal, impersonal principle, the God force created you to be, and we together know that all is well. So, it's, again, folks, if you have anything that you'd like to ask, we already have a number of people who have said some things, but simply press 1, or if you're in the chat room, simply key that in, and we will ask that question of our infamous and famous numerologist, Brother Carl Anderson. Carl, if you would go ahead and share the information relative to Carrie, please. And Carrie, your mic is also open.
Oh, it is?
So, Carrie, you shared your birthday with me, and I'm going to use that. And I'm also remembering an earlier conversation we had a few weeks back. Your destiny number, which we reduced to a single digit from your birth date, your day, month, and year of birth, and that number is a number 1, and it carries with it certain traits and characteristics. The number 1, keep in mind, has to do with a few key words. Think in terms of your independence, and then one having an independent spirit, one being willing to step out, take initiative, and one who thinks a little bit beyond, in a little bit more creative and expanded ways, which we were just identify as innovative thinking, one who has innovative thinking. Now, the one, after working with people over a period of time, certain patterns reveal itself. And one of the things I've noted, and I just did one Sunday, this Sunday, that a lot of my friends with this independent energy need to continue to remind themselves that it is very good to be an independent spirit for anybody. And we all have those energies at various degrees, but we all have them. And some people have them very strongly. And sometimes that number one energy can put you in a place where you're so independent, you're not getting the help that is available to you around you. And so you forget to ask for what we used to call the big H, and that's help. And so we, by just not sharing information with others, our friends and our relatives and whomever we talk to in our intimate conversations, we are missing opportunities to educate each other, because we're constantly learning and we're adding on to each other's body of knowledge. And so we all can benefit just from a common exchange with our friends and others who are more technically proficient at these things, our counselors and therapists and people of that nature. But it is important, I think, for you, because you were a little, I think I want to do this, and I think I want to do that, and I'm sure I'm headed towards this, and I'm feeling a little bit more strongly about it. Remember that your independent decision is going to be a solid one, because you're going to be guided by what's inside that we all have. So it's going to be a good one, and don't hesitate to chat with people to the level that you want to reveal anything to you, but be sure you take advantage of asking for help around you. Now that this comes from my look at your destiny number, but I also want to mention, because it could be very important to you, that we have what we call a personal year number. And in the personal year number, we're blessed with having a little extra energy in certain areas. I mentioned we all have the full boat of energies, but sometimes we're mixed in such a way that I have a little bit more of this and you have a little bit more of that. In your personal year, instead of using your year of birth, we use your day and month of birth, but then we use the current year. So 2015, your personal year number comes out to be a 2. And the 2 energies have to do with cooperation, working with others, being diplomatic, things of that nature. And that 2 energy just kind of fits you naturally. This year you're feeling a lot of interest in working with others, small groups, partnerships, man, woman, any kind of interactions with others. It could be small groups or large groups. Maybe you might want to think in terms of working more with others, cooperating more with others, interacting a little bit more with others, and a lot of what may be on your mind that you're not sure of may come clear.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. That it totally explains a lot of what's going on, because I am very independent, and I can get pretty stubborn about doing things my way on my own.
You said that, I didn't.
I want to
remind her husband that she said that we didn't. Okay, so let's be real clear on
he's
this.
He's shaking his head in agreement, going, "Yep, that's true."
I understand, my brother. Carrie, how does that make you feel in terms of having this information as a spiritual tool? Does it support things that you've been involved in, and now does it bring some clarity to you in certain ways? I'm just curious as to how it is that you will now use this information to move forward and go forward.
It's actually right on time, because I realize that there are things that I have that I believe are mine to do in this world, in this life. And as independent as I am, there are things that I feel very overwhelmed by if I don't ask for help. And so, you know, this kind of gives me the permission to be okay with asking for help on every level, especially divine help, because divine help sometimes shows up in the human form. If you need a hug that day, you know, it's not going to be from some ethereal creature. It's going to be, you know, the next-door neighbor who's looking at you saying, "Ooh, it looks like you need a hug today," and they come right up and give you the hug, and that's the one that you needed, and divine intervention took care of it. So this gives me the permission to ask for all the help that I need to get the work done that I'm here to do, that is supposed to last and uplift for generations to come. And I know that work doesn't get done by one person.
Absolutely. Indeed. Absolutely. Go ahead, Brother Carl.
No, I was just amening to what she had said.
Yeah. You know, the thing that I thought about, Carrie, as you were saying that, is the little joke that we sometimes share. The baby was in the bed, and Mommy came in to say goodnight and pull the covers up and turn the light out so that baby would go to sleep. And baby girl said, "Well, Mommy, if you don't mind, would you just go ahead and get in bed with me tonight until I go to sleep?" And Mommy said, "Well, yes, of course I will do that, sweetheart. But you know that Mommy and Daddy have always shared with you that wherever it is that you are, God is." And the baby girl looked up at her and said, "Yes, Mommy, I do know that, but tonight I want a God with skin on it." So there are times when what we want is to feel the energy, because we are embodied. We are human beings having a spiritual experience as well as a physical experience. So, you know, we want to feel the energy from another soul who is embodied at the time. And I think that is just a wonderful example, Brother Carl, that you gave relative to Carrie. And knowing the talented woman that she is, and all of the various things that are a part of her arsenal of spiritual prowess, sometimes, certainly myself included, having so many different talents that God has given us, we don't know which one to use at which time, so we end up not using any of them at a particular time and just being stymied. But if we do what you just suggested to Carrie, and that is to just stop for a moment, slow down, understand and appreciate where it is that we are and allow the spirit that is within us to well up within us and to then move forward in whatever way it is that we need to move, we'll be okay. Awesome. Awesome. Carrie, any questions, any follow-up that you would like to have on what Brother Carl said?
Not much. Just the fact that, you know, the fact that I'm even talking to a numerologist is you know, miraculous, because ever since I had the big fight with mathematics and lost very badly, I stay away from numbers. They scare me, and, you know, I just... But it's really nice to have an uplifting conversation when it comes to numbers, you know.
I too had serious challenges with mathematics. And part of learning about numerology and getting to the bottom of what we're talking about, which isn't numbers, but it's energies and spirit and all, you know, all of those things that are a little harder to grasp, has awakened me to the wonders of mathematics. And I am surprised at some of the things that I am interested in knowing more about that are mathematical. So just relax and don't be scared anymore, and ask the next question. Mathematical question.
Wow, that just opened up for me. That really did just open up for me, because, you know, I think that if I can approach mathematics as a spiritual experience like numerology and looking at the numbers as energy, then it won't be so scary, because energy doesn't scare me.
Excellent. Very, very good. Well, thank you. Thank you, Carrie. I'm going to ask both of you to stand by just a moment. I want to remind our listening audience that this is the No Show, part of the RBR network, and we have a plethora of phenomenal opportunities for you to take advantage of. We want to make you aware that in a very short period of time, we are going to be offering an opportunity on Sundays during those times when you have decided not to run out there and jump in your vehicle to have services with us here at the Center of Revelation, COR. And we will be sharing more information about that with you in the coming months. This will probably take flight somewhere in the September-October time frame. But we are excited under the RBR, the Renford Broadcast Network, and shows to be offering this opportunity. It will be about New Thought and metaphysics. It will be an opportunity for you to see, because it will be a visual program, and you will go up on your various cable networks and on your various computers to pull the program down live, and we will be there with you. So we're excited about that, and we will be sharing much, much more information with you as we go along. Of course, I'm going to have to get out of my shorts and my tennis shoes at that particular time and put on a tie and all of it, because then you will be able to see me, unlike now. And I'm grateful that you cannot see me now, but then you will be able to see us. And so we are excited about all of the good things that are happening here on the Renford Broadcast Network. Let me just share with you that a couple of the things that we have going on the Renford Broadcast Network. On Thursdays, as an example, we have a Progressive News Weekly show at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and all of our shows are Central Standard Time and come out of Memphis, Tennessee, which is our home base. That show is hosted by Daryl Clark from New York. This is the longest-running show, and it was formerly on another network. Daryl's guests have included all types of well-known personalities and tend to focus on hot issues and current events. Excuse me. The moderator and co-host is Cecil McDaniel, who is also the director of the Renford Broadcast Network and Renford Broadcast Radio. At 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Searchers Roadmap Show is hosted by Rhonda Harrison from Red Feathers Lakes, Colorado. Rhonda is also the moderator for my show, and we are excited about some of the things that she is doing. Rhonda is a healer and often hosts shamans from around the world at her home 9,000 feet up the mountains of Colorado. On Saturday, Soul Town, the Sound of Music, broadcast at 3 p.m., is hosted from Memphis, Tennessee by Reginald Jenkins. Reginald was a founding member and CEO of Sound Town Records, which was established after the closure of Stax Records in Memphis, Tennessee. He will be featuring musicians from around the world, but with some emphasis on the rich musical center of Memphis, Tennessee. On Sunday, the Dreams Vision 7 show, Sunday at 3 p.m., is hosted by Deborah Bouvet, or one of her hosts from Boston, Massachusetts. This is the second of the two weekly shows that come to RBR from the Dream Vision 7 network, with a broad cross-section of 150 hosts from around the world. And immediately after our show, 30 minutes post, at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, The Laws of Material Wealth with James Renford Powell. And James also hosts numerous folks from around the world talking with him about various subjects, but all that are relative to spirit and accumulating something called money. Some people call it other types of things, but we all have learned that we need it in order to survive, and we want to have it, and we're excited about it. So let me go back now to our guest, Brother Carl Anderson, out of Bowie, Maryland, and my home church there, the Unity Center of Light. And let me place myself in default by not giving a shout-out to Butch Mosby and Pam and Patty and all of the good folks that are there at the Unity Center of Light, where I cut my eye teeth, if you will. We started with programs that were about basic fundamental philosophy, and then we moved on up the scale and the ladder, and now that church is doing some positive and wonder-filled things all over that entire area and summarily all over the world. So, Brother Carl, let me come back to you. Now, you had a couple of folks that had volunteered to send you some information. I wonder if you have some of those, some of that information with you now that you'd like to discuss.
I do want to mention that one of your listeners wanted to know a little something numerologically about Harper Lee, the famous author who wrote the book about the Mockingbird.
Right. To Kill a Mockingbird,
okay.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have any data on her. I was curious, too, because I think she is a fabulous author. And she's got a new book out. But if I just had her birthday, I could say something about her. But I couldn't respond about her because I don't have any data to work with.
No problem.
So
absolutely.
If she's out there listening, I just wanted her to hear that.
Absolutely, and we appreciate that. And if you are online, that was one of our friends, Susan, I believe. So, Susan, if you are online or if you are listening by phone, simply press 1. And if you have that birthday available, then Carl would be available and able to answer your question more eloquently, because we certainly do not want to put out information that is erroneous in any of our undertakings. Brother Carl, as we talk more about numerology, tell us how it has grown and who are some of the people nationally and internationally now that are using this as a source of information connecting with spirit in order to find out different things? And what are some of those things that they are wanting to know, and how has it been helpful to them?
You know, that takes me back to the days also when I first got interested in these ancient sciences, because it, as I mentioned earlier, this is serious business, you know. Developing profiles like that were very helpful in the community at large, for helping people to guide themselves and others to make decisions that they need to make. So it was a very, very serious part of what we did over years and centuries and millennia. And then it kind of died out because so many more modern systems came in that added our learning to that body and took off as another more current kind of way of doing things. And it kind of, astrology, numerology, et cetera, kind of got lost. And then all of a sudden, back in the 60s and 70s, and everybody listening will remember, it was very popular to say, what's your sign? You know? And there was an interest that had been revived, and I don't know where it came from. I don't think anybody back there could tell. Just all of a sudden, there was this interest again out in the community, not with everyone, but in large parts of our communities, where people were interested in astrology and just talking about it all the time. It became common language. What's your number? What's your sign? What's your this or that? And it was done in a more fun way that time. A lot of people, including me, just used it to ice break some conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so it became kind of a part of the social way of working with each other. The serious parts began to derive again, and more people got into the study, which had never disappeared altogether. And we've got people like, some may remember the name Juno Jordan. She's been known as a famous numerologist for years and years. She now has made her transition, but she has books out there. And a lady named Florence Campbell. And I like to think frequently about my old friend, not friend, but colleague, associate, Lloyd Strayhorn, who introduced me to doing numerology. He has a book out called Numbers and You. And I went to some of his workshops, and I give him credit for really stimulating me to act as a numerologist and to get more involved with it. But he's got a book that I like because it has an easier, simpler, more kind of a day-to-day colloquial approach to numerology, but yet all the basics are there. So you'll find, you go in the library or in the bookstore, Barnes & Noble, and you will see lots of books on numerology. And sometimes each numerologist has his own style or his own interest or their own passion even that they bring to it. And then but the basics are the same, but they develop what they want to communicate in this area of numerology, in their style, and it can be very interesting and very much fun. Now, one of your friends, one of our mutual friends, Reverend Robert, is reading a book when we talked last by Dan Millman, and his book, you can tell as soon as you get into it, it's not quite, there's quite a few little twists in the way he handles basic numerology, to the extent that his whole book really takes on a different cat. And when you read from it and study from it, you find out you're learning a lot, but it has to do with his emphasis on everybody finding their own purpose. And so he builds numerology around helping people, guiding people towards finding their purpose. Why are you here? Why am I here? What are we to do? And learning that we do better when we find our purpose.
Well,
so
see,
numerology has a lot of twists and turns to it, and this can be very interesting.
One of the challenges that I had with Dan Melman's book, and I know Dan, was, well, wait a minute. If you're going to tell me to go find this and go find that and look up here and look over there and look down under yonder, what did I buy your book for? can you help a brother out, or what do I need you for if I am going to then go and have to do all of this? If I didn't know what I was doing, I wouldn't have come to you in the first place. So help me to understand why it is now that you are telling me that I have to go and do this after I paid the $37.50 for your book, okay? So that's part of it. That's part of it, Carl. The other thing is that we also recognize that people like Shirley MacLaine, who certainly opened the doors for so many people to understand spirituality through different modalities, as opposed to just going into a church, sitting down, kneeling, praying, whatever, pulling the prayer things down so you could kneel and so forth and so on. She helped us to understand that there was so much more to it. And I think everybody, any teacher that is worth his or her salt, is going to help you to learn from within, as we were saying earlier, educare, to learn from within. However, we do need to help guide people so that they then understand and don't become so frustrated with the process that they decide to let it all go. So how do we do that, Brother Carl? How do we stop that from happening?
I think you hit on it when you included in what you were saying about Milman's book, when you said, I got to do all the work. And the fact is, isn't it, that we do have to, we are responsible ourselves for doing the work.
So, in the end,
it is us. And our constant companion with us, which is the God force. But it is us that has to do the manifestation of the work. It's already done inside us, but we have to bring it out into the world to share with others. And that is to the glory of that God force. So it's helpful, and that's why it also points to why his book is so helpful, because he does help you dig for the purpose, your purpose for being. And when you find it, it makes your work easier, because your work feels, and you're experiencing what you are doing, less burdensome. And that leads me to our number four energy, which is all about work and order and building foundations and stabilizing your life and bringing order to your life and all of those things. those people who have that four energy in abundance, they don't even think about work. You give them an assignment, and they want to know how long do they have to complete it, and what tools are you going to provide for them to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't sweat it after that. You know, it's like, I know people who don't say on Sunday, Jesus, this is Sunday already, I got to go to work tomorrow, and I hate to go to work
right.
on Monday, and I, you know?
Right.
And there are others that just, they almost can't wait to get in there and get started on their project.
Absolutely. That's
so
right.
work
That's
doesn't
right.
have to be a burden.
That's right. And I think to wrap this particular point up, part of what I was saying, I was kidding, because my granny is the one that taught me, baby, once you learn something on your own, nobody can take that away from you. Nobody can pull you away from believing what you believe because you have learned it experientially. You have gone through the fire. You have been not burned, but you have been purified, if you will. And so in being purified, now all is well. All is well with you, and you know what you know, and nobody can ever take that away from you. And therefore, when you talk to other people, they will say, as they said of all of the ascended masters, that they spoke with authority. And that authority is what comes from us knowing and knowing that we know. I want to go back to Carrie for a moment. Carrie, what are you gleaning from these last few moments? And because of the fact that you are such a talented lady, a vocalist, an author with a published book out, and so forth and so on, how do you see yourself using the information from the sharing that Brother Carl did for you in a way that is going to help you to move forward for you and your family?
Well, the way I see it showing up for me in my life is as a map. Like you can have the direction, but you still have to get there. You still have to take the left turns and the right turns and go this many miles and, you know, to get to the goal. So to me, it means that I will just have a lot more help to get to where I want to be now that I have, you know, received the information about asking for help and the part about remembering to ask for help.
Yep.
'Cause I can get so tangled up in just trying
right.
to get the work done that
That's right.
asking for help never shows up on the list of directions, you know?
I understand. Absolutely. Thank you, Carrie. I appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to our dear friend, Mr. Carl Anderson, a retired professional business consultant, a metaphysician, and a trained professional numerologist who has used numerology for years to assist clients and others in crafting an understanding of the challenges and opportunities in their lives. Brother Carl, just rather quickly, would you please, in our last 10 seconds here, share with people how they might reach you? Do you want for them to reach you through me? Tell me how it is that you would like for that to happen, and I will facilitate that process.
I think I would rather for them to go through you.
Absolutely. robtmcm@aol.com is my direct email address, ladies and gentlemen. You can reach me through the No Show right here. We are so looking forward to having you back with us next week. Thank you. We know that you had choices. You could have been elsewhere, but you decided intentionally to be here with us, and we are so grateful. Thank you so much. We will see you next week. Until then, go forth and make this week, this day, the best day of your life, not only for you, but for others as well. We thank you so much for being who it is that you are and for showing up in the way that you do in the world. Thank you, Brother Carl. Thank you, Miss Carrie. I appreciate who it is that all of you are. And until next week, may God bless. take care and be good. We'll see you. Have a good one. We're out of here.